This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested four more prime accused involved in the Delhi Red Fort area terror incident. The NIA said in a statement that the four accused were taken into custody by the agency from Srinagar in Jammu and Kashmir on the production orders from a Delhi High Court. NIA has identified the accused as Dr. Muzammil Shakil Ghanai, Dr. Adil Ahmed Rathar and Mufti Irfan Ahmed Waghe of Jammu and Kashmir and Dr. Shaheen Saeed of Uttar Pradesh. The total number of arrests in the case has now risen to six. NDA leader Nitish Kumar took oath as the Chief Minister of Bihar today for the 10th time. Governor Arif Muhammad Khan administered him the oath of office in secrecy at a swearing-in ceremony at the historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna.
नीतीश कुमार सत्य निष्ठा से
प्रतिज्ञान करता हूँ कि मैं विधि
द्वारा स्थापित भारत के संविधान के प्रति सच्ची श्रद्धा और निष्ठा रखूंगा। मैं भारत की प्रभुता और अखंडता अक्षुण्ण रखूंगा।
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी एंड सेवरल टॉप लीडर्स ऑफ द एनडीए वर प्रेजेंट ऑन द ओकेजन. A total of 27 ministers also took oath in the new Bihar government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day visit to South Africa tomorrow to attend G20 summit in Johannesburg. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Secretary Economic Relations in the Ministry of External Affairs, Sudhakar Dalila, informed that on the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister Modi will also attend the India-Brazil-South Africa IBSA leaders meeting. India Today handed over a consignment of medicines to Seychelles, reaffirming New Delhi's commitment to support Victoria in its development priorities. India's High Commissioner to Seychelles, Rohit Rathish, handed over the medicines to Seychelles Minister of Health, Marvin Fanny, in Victoria. The consignment of 3.5 tons includes medicines for cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, gastrointestinal ailments, vitamins and supplements. India and Germany have decided to advance collaboration on traditional medicine at the third joint working group meeting on alternative medicine in Berlin. The joint working group meeting between the Ministry of Ayush and Germany's Health Ministry was held from 18 November till today. Ayush Ministry said in a statement that this marks another significant step in advancing Indo-German cooperation in the field of traditional and integrative health care. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that there has been a record growth rate of 8% in total food grain output. Mr. Chauhan said this after releasing the final estimates of crop production for 2024-25 in New Delhi today. The minister said that India has witnessed an increase of over 106 million tons in total food grain output over the last 10 years. The 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, began in Panajikua with unparalleled grandeur as the opening parade transformed the city streets into a riot of colours and lights. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, flagged off the majestic spectacle in the presence of Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant, Governor Ashok Gajapati Raju and INB Secretary Sanjay Jaju. Dr. Murugan also inaugurated the Waves Film Bazaar 2025 at the 56th IFFI at Panaji today. Addressing the event, Dr. Murugan said the Waves Film Bazaar will serve as a bridge between the creators and the world.
From today and up to 28, the International Film Festival, various master classes, felicitations and award ceremonies, the screenings, film bazaar and various activities going to take place. We will take this opportunity to grow our cinema industry to further height.
In the World Boxing Cup final, Indian women boxers Jasmine Lamboria, Nikhat Zareen, Arundhati Chaudhary, Preeti Pawar, Meenakshi Hooda and Nupur Chauran delivered a golden sweep in Greater Noida today, marking a historic achievement for the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.